Working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Sorry, guys, I might sound a little hoarse today. I'm running on about an hour of fuel. That's all the sleep I got last night. But anyway, hey, it's life. Deal with it. Real quick, like, let's see what the temperatures are around Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Pretty much all in the 60s. There's a 70 at Woodward and a 71 at Buffalo and Freedom. 69 at Beaver, or not, let me back up. 69 at Slapout. And 69 at Perryton, Texas. 66 at Arnett, home of the famous, world-renowned cattle lady, Lori Campbell. 70 at Camargo. 67 at Putnam, another famous Lori White, B&L Red Angus. Then we got 61 here at Elk City, 61 at Hobart, 65 at Hollis, 65 at Altus, and 67 degrees at Shamrock, Texas. Anyway, looks like a breezy day. Humidity, let's check out, see what the humidity is looking like real quick around the state. 77%. I got a feeling might not be a lot of peanut harvesting going on today. It's not looking like it. Winds are blowing straight out of the south, bringing that Gulf moisture up. Rain chances, they're switching it around. I don't know. I guess it just depends on who you listen to or what you think. We got good rain chances, but how much we got is yet to be determined. But it looks like people up north who's been missing out on some of these rains have a better chance of getting some rain than people down here in southwestern Oklahoma and parts of the eastern Texas Panhandle. Well, it's been a eventful last 24 hours since I left the show yesterday. After the show yesterday, I went and down south to help Gary with peanuts harvesting. We had all three thrashers running. And man, we got to knock out some peanuts. We filled four trucks up, I think. So that was pretty good. And then I got to bale hay last night after dark. Meanwhile, first, after the harvest was done, when it got too wet, Gary's daughter went and got us some Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know how long it's been since I had some fried chicken. Anyway, thank you very much, Carrie, and it was good. Then I went to baled hay till, I don't know, wee hours, around, I don't even remember, 1 o'clock, 1:30, I got done with Gary's, and then I drove back over to Big Town of Hex and finished up Bobby Martin's hay over there. He's all done. He's probably listening right now, taking the hair across there, getting ready to sow some rye. Anyway, got him all done. That's all out of the way. I've never, you know, there's a lot of ruckus going on in the outdoor Oklahoma and Texas with wildlife, you know, shortage of quail and turkey and stuff, and everybody's blaming coons and this and that. But last night, between Sayre going down 066 on the north side, turning there to Hex Road going north a couple miles, and then back to the left around the curve, we got I seen 21 raccoons, 2 skunks, and 1 porcupine. That's a lot of raccoons, and honestly, I think they are an issue. Have been ever since trapping kind of slowed down and nobody's buying furs and stuff. But man, you guys, we need to help depopulate those coons because they are hard on everything, not only eggs from quail and turkey and whatever have you. They'll eat chickens too and get chicken eggs too. So anyway, a lot of coons. Anyway, so got done with Bobby's, headed home. I think it was 3:30 when I got done, and Sister and Zoe, my dogs, were outside waiting on me. Sister was happy to see me. Zoe's not so much. I didn't know what was going on with her. She's a dog that likes to see her daddy every day, and she hadn't seen me in a day, full day there, so I figured she was pouting. Well, I just fell asleep, and about 15 minutes later, I felt something up against me, and I looked over on the bed. Sandy was over on her heating pad, and our biomat, let me rephrase that, biomat, and Zoe had pushed herself up against me to get my attention. Anyway, she was laying there, and I was rubbing her on the side of her body there, and she just started groaning like a human being. I knew something was wrong the way she was acting. Anyway, I think Sandy thought it was me, but anyway, got up, messed with her a little bit. She got up here, and she just was restless, and you could tell something was hurting her, so I called Dr. Taylor Mouse, and she actually called me back in a few minutes and told her what was going on. So I took her in and met her there when her and her mom opened the vet clinic up. And anyway, it's history from there. She threw up and used the bathroom in the office, and she doesn't do that. And she's very well trained, and then she quit breathing. And Dr. Mouse brought her back to life with CPR. And then they did surgery on her, and I guess she had a tear in her colon and from something passing through. Don't know what it was. I got to assume that her and Sister had been stealing the corn cobs, or the ears that been picking down at the cornfield off, because they're scattered all over the yard, and I didn't think much about it, to be honest with you. They're always eating, chewing on something. And anyway, I guess if she could have passed a part of a cob through her, and it tore her colon, and it wasn't less letting the rest of it work. So anyway, she is out of surgery. She's doing well. Thank you, Dr. Mouse. But that wasn't it. After I left the vet this morning, went down to check my landlord's. He's got 12 heifers down there that's supposed to be calving anytime. One of them been trying to calve, or looking like she ought to be calving here for a while. So went down there, and I was talking to a buddy of mine on the phone, and I pulled up beside that heifer. She was way away from the rest of the crowd. And anyway, I was about, I don't know, 25, 50 yards from her, and I just tapped on the side of the pickup to see if she'd get up so I could tell. I couldn't really tell what was going on with her. That woman come up, and the speed of light hit my pickup and ran on off. So the fever was high. Guess the landlord called a real cowboy to go down there. I wasn't messing with it, but she hit the feed part of my truck. Anyway, she's not in too good a shape. Guess he'll come down there and get her roped, or might already have it done, take her to the vet. Anyway, she's not doing well. So anyway, hey, that's my last 22 hours to be exact. So nothing's happened in the last hour. So anyway, that's what happens in the adventures of Jimmy Clark. Last day, so everything's good so far. Zoe's doing well, and that's most important. She is my best friend and hunting buddy, and anyway, we wish her well. All kinds of other things going on. We're going to take a break here. When I get back, we'll see what's causing a big drop in wheat prices today, and see what all those going on with that, and we'll talk some cattle. See what's going on right now. Hober Stockyard is having their sales. We speak right now. Jerry had his Woodward sale yesterday for cows and bulls, and I briefly looked at that, and we'll see how that's going. And I got Tyrone Spearman from the Southeast AgNet will give us an update on what the feds are finding with the peanuts. And it's a good report. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Progressive presents today's to-do list for your dog.
Check front door. Check window. Check other window. Rest chin on ground. Look into distance. Bark for no reason. Check front door. Check window. Check other window.
Your pet has a very busy schedule, so it's up to you to make sure they're protected. That's why Progressive Car Insurance covers your pets for up to $1,000 if they're ever in a car accident with you.
Chase shiny ball. Lose shiny ball. Find shiny ball. Eat shiny ball.
Get coverage for your pets with any auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon, noble stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 28th. 1,367 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 306 brought 212. 7 at 517 brought 179. 3 at 525 brought 180. 10 at 579 brought 180. 11 at 729 brought 159.75. 7 at 779 brought 172.50. 3 at 923 brought 122.50. 8 head of heifers at 344 brought 193. 6 at 496 brought 158. 7 at 507 brought 154. 9 at 526 brought 155. 23 at 577 brought 146.75. 11 at 583 brought 144. 10 at 607 brought 148. Butcher cows were 21 to 78. Butcher bulls brought 65 to 104. Bred cows were 750 to 1260. Pairs brought 850 to 1660. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yep, I'm back. All right, let's see what's happening. Weather, Elk City Maisonette is 63 degrees. Humidity is 73. It's actually dropping about 5% since the show started. The winds are out of the south at 18 miles an hour. With gusts up to 22, that's the reason the winds got higher. Up there at Woodward at the airport, let's make sure this thing is updated. Sure. Really? Huh. It went to error on me. An error has occurred while processing your request. There we go. No. Anyway, it says it's at Woodward, it says it's 58. Nah, that ain't right. Anyway. We'll get back to that later. How's that? All right, let's check out. Oh, I got a text during the break from my famous French guy. Marcus Thibodeau, Mr. French Quarters. He said he's glad Zoe's okay. He's on his way home from the Ellis County Animal Hospital with his Brittany bird dog, another bird dog, to have surgery on his colon from something getting stuck in it. So I guess it's in the air today, huh? So anyway, we'll see. And Dr. Mouse did text in. She must have been listening to the show, her or her mom, that the heifer that I checked on this morning, it is in there, and they're getting ready to pull the calf. And probably needs a little cleaning out because that girl was in high fever when I met her this morning. So she was mad at the world. So we'll get that going. All right, guess what today is? Today, all hour, is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. Hey, all you grillers out there, are you ready to up your game? Taylor Ranch beef is your answer. No matter what your skill level, from the beginner to the master griller, starting with Taylor Ranch beef will take you to the next level. Honestly and truthfully, it will. The majority of the Taylor Ranch beef grades prime, so prime your grill with Taylor Ranch beef. Your family and friends will appreciate and enjoy your decision. At Taylor Ranch, they develop every animal as if it was going to be served on their own table. That's Taylor Ranch, selling quarters, halves, or whole beef, third-party verified, all-natural, and hormone-free, also available. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. There you go. Anyway, thank you, Jimmy and Tracy, for sponsoring the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour every Tuesday. Anyway, great to be a part of their world. They're pretty good people. Okay, let's see what's happening out here in the real world. Everything is in the red but soybeans. And I'm talking grains, live, feeders. Well, feeders are back in the green now. They wasn't an hour ago when I checked. Even cotton is in the green, not in the red today. Oil's up almost a few pennies short of $90 on West Texas oil. Crude, and then S&P, the NASDAQ, the Dow, everything is severely in the red today, so not looking too good out there in New York City. Natural gas is even above $6. It's $6.10 for December. Okay, December corn is $6.86, down 11. March is $6.91, down 10. May, same thing, $6.91, down 10. July corn, $6.85, down almost 10, is down 9.6. Soybeans for November, $14.34. January, $14.49. March, $14.57. Soybean meal, December, $4.23.30. January, $4.16.10. And March is $407.90 for a short ton. Soybean oil, December is $75.60, January $73.21. Soybean oil for March $70.85. Hard red winter wheat down almost 50 at $9.41. March is $9.39. Oats, December $3.91. March $3.95. Cotton's actually in the green here. It's back above 75 cents a pound for December. March is 74 cents, almost 75. Not too bad. Sugar looking pretty good today for the Delhi area. That one pivot of sugar cane they got growing out there that supposedly, he texted in one day because I didn't know how they harvested. He said they get to cut it four times a year starting now. And I'm going to call B on that. How's that? Anyway, we'll see how that's going. Let's see what the cash grain prices are looking like. Come on. There we go. A little slow today. Either that or I'm just hyper. Hard red winter wheat cash price at the elevator, $8.93. Corn is $7.72. Milo, $7.12. And soybeans are $14.43 a bushel. Well, let's see what's causing all the ruckus, because I got a feeling it's going to have Russia or Ukraine involved in it. How's that? Yep, sure enough, wheat corn futures plunged in overnight trading after Russia agreed to resume the trade agreement that allows shipments of agriculture products from Ukraine. The news comes just days after the Russian government suspended the deal, which we talked about that the day before yesterday. Let's see, they said the shipments through the corridor will resume today, and the Turkish president is very excited. And still, the United Nations said in a statement on Tuesday that shipments will be suspended on Wednesday. So it sounds like the Turks and the United Nations aren't talking, because that's two different things they're saying there. Roughly 470 ships have sailed from the ports in Ukraine since the initiative took place on August 1st. Wheat futures for December delivery dropped 53¾ cents to $8.48¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures dropped 42 cents to $9.48 a bushel. That's a dollar difference between Chicago and Kansas City. Corn for December delivery plunged 17 pennies to $6.80¾. Soybean futures, meanwhile, were higher in overnight trading on concerns of the South American weather. Soybean futures for January delivery added 13.5 cents to $14.33 a bushel. Soy meal dropped $3.90 to $4.20.90 a short ton, while soybean oil lost 0.52 to $72.85 a pound. Let's go drop one on over here to the nation's agriculture weather. What's going on in the Midwest and Southern Plains? If I can get my finger between these two pages to separate them, there we go. Extremely dry weather has settled over parts of several states, including Colorado and Kansas, where hard red winter wheat is growing. According to the maps from the National Weather Service, red flag warnings have been issued for western Kansas and eastern Colorado. In a report this morning, winds will be sustained 20 to 25 miles an hour with gusts up to 35. The humidity in the area will drop as low as 15%. Red flag warnings also have been issued for parts of North Dakota, almost all of South Dakota, and most of western Nebraska. In western South Dakota, winds will gust up to 40 miles an hour. Humidity will drop down to 11%. So she's going to get a little dry over there. All right, before I go to break, let's talk about the cattle real quick, if I can get back over there. Live cattle for December, 151.47. February's 154.95. April's 158.65. And June is 154.20. Feeder cattle, they're in the green. 179.12 for November, 180.40 for January. Lean hogs, December 83.77, February 87.62, and April 92.97. Well, I was taking a peek at, where I was, where'd it go? Where'd it go? Anyway, I lost Jerry Nine's deal. I guess we'll, oh, there it is. I found it. I'm sorry. I'm a little slow on the computer. Sometimes I think too fast, but I don't know where to find it. It looks like the cattle market is, cow and bull market is staying strong. According to a little bit of what happened up there at Woodward yesterday, they had a little over 1,000 head there compared to 900 last week. And looks like compared to last week, slaughter cows $2 to $3 higher. Slaughter bulls steady to $2 higher. Demand was moderate. Supply included 13% feeder cattle, which was heifers, and 6% replacement cattle and 82% slaughter. Just to get a brief look, because we'll be here from Jerry here in just a little while. Looks like on the cows, the breaker cows, high end was $84.50. It looks like the average was $69 to $81.57 on the breakers. On the boners, looks like they were high end was $79, and they had quite a few breakers yesterday. Let me do some quick math there. A little over 300 cows there, and they ranged anywhere from, on the average, $63.55 to $73.60. And then on the lean cows, had a couple hundred head there, and looks like they were averaging anywhere from $41.16 to 62 or 65.74 was the high end on the lean cows. Bulls, they had about 15 head, averaged anywhere from 1545 to 2375. 1800 was the average. They were bringing 94.50 on the top end, but 91 bucks was the average on them. Bred cow, they didn't have, well, I guess they had a few in there, about 40 head. The 2 to 4 year olds were bringing anywhere from 11 to 1300, and the 5 to 8s was bringing up to 1250, and then the old ones, the eight year old plus, top end on them was 900 bucks. They had a few pairs in there, not very many, not really to get a good feel for it, but some 5 to 8 year olds brought 1235, and some 8 year older ones brought 1210. And then some cow-calf pairs with 150 to 300-pound calves on them brought $1,400. So there is your report from Jerry. Just a brief overlook. You'll have a full report coming up here in about 15 minutes of what really happened up there yesterday besides what I just said. So anyway, looks like it's staying. I mean, it ain't top end, but it's stabilized. How's that? There's the word I was looking for. It's stabilized. When we get back, we got all kinds of things to talk about. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
With a small farmer or big farmer, if you can save, you know, a few dollars here and there, over a course of a year or 2 years, it might be $1,000, it might be $2,000, it might be $50. I would like to keep my $50 and spend it on something else that I enjoy. I mean, that's the way my mind works. If I can save a few cents here and there, and at the end of the year I have $1,000 more, then I get to go enjoy it. Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. We have a 50-mile radius that we have free delivery. 500 gallons or more. If you want under 500 gallons, then we have a minimal charge.
500 gallons and free delivery, I mean, you know, you can't ask for more than that. My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
We took a veterans monument to Driftwood, Texas. It's near Austin. They couldn't find anyone that would work with them. And so he called, and we said, well, there's going to be quite a delivery charge on that because we set most of everything that we do here. And he said, I don't care. I said, I want you to do my monument. I saw what you did on the website. End of 1 week, John and I loaded up, and we took it to Driftwood, Texas, and actually did the installation for them. And they were so happy. We got a letter from them, and they'd had a write-up. They were celebrating this little cemetery had probably 90% of the people there were veterans from Civil War on up. Every year they have an event where they honor their veterans that are buried in this little cemetery. You never know where people are going to call from. We get calls from all over the United States. Willis Granite Products is the name of our company. We're contacted through our website, willisgranite.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Howdy, friends and neighbors. This is Monty Tucker from Sweetwater asking you to vote for my friend Kevin Stitt for governor. Stitt has spent the last 4 years protecting my family's way of life and standing up for rural Oklahoma. Special interest groups are spinning lies that he will hurt our rural schools, and that's just not true. I'm going to vote for the candidate that has proven he's with us the last 4 years and not the candidate who might be. Vote Kevin Stitt on November 8th. And don't forget, a vote for Kevin Stitt is a vote for Blaine Arthur.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for a Connected Future.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Listening to Monty there, just a friendly reminder, early voting is going on, and next Tuesday's election day, please go out and vote. Your vote does count, no matter what you think. It really does count. Just get out there and vote, be done with it, because it is your right to vote, being an American. How's that? And vote for the people that you want to. Jerry Nine wrote up a really good deal in the Penny News. You guys grab Penny News and check out what he wrote in there about your right to vote, your right to choose who you want, no matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. So anyway, check out what he wrote in there. It's pretty interesting. Your Northwestern Oklahoma weather report. I almost said livestock report. Anyway, it is fair and breezy right now at the airport, 70 degrees. Wind speeds are out of south, 24, gusting up to 32. Humidity is 46. That just tells me we got 70% humidity, or 74 actually here. Just that Gulf moisture is pouring in, which I hope we get some good rain. Today, sunny, breezy, 76 for a high. Tomorrow, windy, partly sunny, chance of rain tomorrow evening, 20%. Thursday night, 40% chance of rain for midnight, 70% chance of rain early Friday morning. Then Friday during the day, 40% chance of rain with a high around 62. Friday night, 30% chance of rain. And then Saturday warms back up, sun comes out, 67. Sunday warms up even a little bit more, 72 degrees. That's your Northwestern Oklahoma, Southern Kansas, Oklahoma Panhandle, and Northeastern Texas Panhandle. Lone Ranger, not lone. You guys got me saying that. Long Ranger forecast. I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden forecast coming up in the next segment. Why it's fresh on my mind, I got a couple things to put out for you out there. This has got to do with everybody in Oklahoma, so listen up. The Oklahoma State University's Pesticide Safety Education Program is partnered up with the Oklahoma Department of Ag, Food, and Forestry to host two unwanted pesticide disposal days in Woodward on November 16th and then in Muskogee in eastern Oklahoma on November 17th. The Oklahoma Unwanted Pesticide Disposal Program events will take place from 8 a.m. to 1 o'clock at the Woodward County Fairgrounds right there on Houston Drive in Woodward, and then in Muskogee right there on 1440 South Cherokee in Muskogee. I know right where that's at. And probably over there where Merle Haggard wrote that song. I don't know. Never know. Anyway, farmers and ranchers, applicators, pesticide dealers, and even homeowners may bring up to 2,000 pounds of pesticide to the drop-off site for proper disposal at no charge. A fee is required if bringing more than 2,000 pounds of pesticide. So there you go. November 17th for people out here in western Oklahoma at Woodward. No, November 16th and November 17th in Muskogee. Sorry. Anyway, November 16th, and it'll be from 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. And I'll announce that again next week, because it won't be long. It'll be here. Hunting season's here. Got to go dispose of those pesticides for free. You don't get to do that every day. Don't go throwing them in the dumpster and throwing them out in the bar ditch. That's no bueno. That's not the way you're supposed to do that. We got something else I need to announce here real quick. Oh, yeah, again from some more CEUs available. How about that? It is November 17th at the Sarah Fair Barn. Two sessions are available. The morning session will concentrate on proper use of pesticide application equipment from 9 to 12 o'clock. And in the afternoon will be the pesticide fate or off-target movements from 1 to 4 o'clock. Each meeting will provide three CEUs. I talked to Greg. They had 25 there last time, there last week. So you need to get your CEUs. This is a good time to do it. And this is at the Sayre Fair Barn for Beckham County people. Any questions, call Greg at the OSU Extension office right there in Sayre. So they're on it, man. They're getting these classes out there. They're getting her done. How's that? Anyway, just call Greg or Bethany at the Sayre OSU Extension there. November 17th, two different classes, three CEUs will be available. So thanks for sending me that email, Mr. Greg Hartman. All right, let's move on. Let's see what's going on. Oh, I wanted to, the Cotton Council last Friday put out their rail service concerns conveyed. I got a little update in here. It looks like this strike might happen. No matter what the White House says, this looks like the strike is going on because they didn't agree to what was going on. You know, the White House had said here two or three weeks ago, or a month ago, actually, we got her handled. Nope, they didn't get her handled. The vote came in. Not good. So it's not good for us. We ship a lot of grain and stuff by the rail. And with the Mississippi River being low, it's not looking good. Well, the sales on cotton is still weak. The shipments are steady. Next net export sales for the week ending on October 20th. Was 69,700 480-pound bales. That brings the total for 2022-23 sales to 8.8 million. Total sales at the same point in 21 and 22 marketing year was 8.9. So it's just staying right there. Total new crop, 23-24 sales are, 1.1 million bales. Shipments for the week were 184,600 bales, bringing total exports to date to 2.6 million bales compared with 2.1 at a comparable point in 21-22 marketing year last year. How about that? Yes, and Mr. Jake, I can't remember his last name. Dameron, that's it. Jake Dameron. He sent me a picture of some cotton that they were working on yesterday over by, Texola. Anyway, for dry land cotton, it looked pretty good. I was impressed with that, Jake. I didn't tell you on Snapchat or whatever that we was doing at that point in time yesterday. I think I was trying to combine peanuts and you were messing with me on Snapchat. But anyway, the cotton did look good. I did look at it when I stopped to clean the combine out. But anyway, it looks really good. Good job on that. Not everybody was so lucky this year with a good cotton crop. I don't remember anyway. One other reminder, guess what's coming up December 1st? The Pasture Range and Forage Insurance, the PRF deadline to sign up for coverage for next year is December 1st. Often referred to as the rainfall insurance, this product can be a useful risk management tool for landowners and livestock producers. The product provides insurance coverage for grazing pasture, rangeland, and perennial forage acres. Essentially, PRF allows a landowner to insure a certain percentage of historic rainfall in the area where they own property. They have to own the property. If the actual rainfall in the area falls below the insured percentage, the landowner receives a payment. PRF may be purchased from any crop insurance agent. A good agent can help you walk through the details of the insurance product and assist with the decisions for a landowner must make to sign up. The first step, this is some of the guys have never done this or some people listening like, what is he talking about? The first step is to analyze the weather Anyway, it's W-E-T-H-E-R. You know, I speak Jimbonic, so I'm sorry I have to explain myself. To purchase PRF insurance is to determine the grid where property is located. The historic rainfall used to establish PRF insurance coverage is tied to specific grids, with each one being approximately 17 by 17 miles. Now, see, I didn't even know that. 17 miles by 17 miles. Do note the land can be located in multiple grids depending on how big a property you got. Once a landowner determines that grid, he or she can use for PRF coverage, the USDA PRF support tool can be used to see the variable choices available. The landowner can click on historical indexes and see the rainfall percent of normal in that grid for the last 74 years. How about that? All right. The next step for landowners is to analyze options, including which periods they will insure, and you're not going to change this. Once you do it, you're done. And can't wonder anything about it until it's all over next year. The level of rainfall that will insure, the productivity factor, and the percentage of coverage in each area. Again, a good crop insurance agent can walk you through each of these decisions. The USDA PRF support tool will allow landowners to put in information and compare the results with different combinations of coverage levels, productivity value, and periods insured. So there you go. Call your local insurance, crop insurance person, and get you some of that. All right, but the deadline is December 1st. That's why I brought it up. When I come back, I'm going to have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for this Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour today. But first, let's see what Jerry had to say about yesterday.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First up, this Thursday, November the 3rd, we're expecting 3,000 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. From Camargo, got 57 steers, Evers at 7. Seedling got 82 steers, Evers 4 to 5. Woodward, 40 calves, 4 to 5. Elk City, 30 steers, Evers at 7. Lady got 70 steers and heifers, 5 to 7 off the cow. And Lady got 60 steers and heifers, though black, 5 to 6 off the cow. Higgins got 65 steers, Evers 5 to 6. Bideside, 23 bull and heifer calves at 4. Mobility, Texas, 270 black steers and heifers, weigh 4 to 6 off the cow. Moreland, 43 steers at 8. Arnett, 43 heifers at 7. Freedom, 51 steers, heifers 6 to 8. Arnett, 60 steers and heifers, long wean, 4.5 to 6. Winoka, we got as nice a set of black steers and heifers. Somebody needs to keep these black heifers for cows. There's 59 black heifers, sell one bunch. Extremely gentle and nice, weigh 770. And 36 heifers, same breeding, 650 weight, sell in one bunch. A lot of you got some nice cattle, but are a little bit too wild. Switching for these better gentle cattle guys. We had 1,002 cows, bulls, and calves on Tuesday, November the 1st, with killing cows, 2 to 3 higher, bulls 2 higher, good demand for them 3 to 5 year old open cows to breed, and excellent demand for the young bred cows and mares. We'll see you this Thursday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thanksgiving, Jerry Nine, and the Woodford Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When you shop locally for Christmas, you not only give, you receive. You receive great service from people who know you, and you receive the added value of helping our local economy. Shop locally this year. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Gift you get from
They're built better, they're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring, they're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're gonna catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're gonna drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing, 303-4246.
Good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Report for Monday, October 31st. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,875 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 470 brought 195. 8 at 604 brought 183. 5 at 614 brought 173. 9 at 626 brought 176. 14 at 638 brought 167.75. 8 at 708 brought 180. 99 at 749 brought 183.50. 4 head of heifers at 421 brought 180. 7 at 461 brought 165. 9 at 497 brought 168. 71 at 559 brought 174. 8 at 581 brought 172. 10 at 658 brought 158.
$38.50. Three at $9.87 brought $139.50. Butcher cows were 10 to 85. Butcher bulls brought $71.50 to $105. Bred cows were $7.75 to $1,100. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71 Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
When somebody has a claim, all they have to do is call our office. That's it. Tell me what happened, and then after that, we turn it into our claims department. We don't ask you to go out and take photographs of your vehicle. We don't ask you to do anything through an app. We turn that claim in, and our adjusters will contact you, and then we send somebody out to look at the vehicle, no matter where it may be. If you're at work, you know, we coordinate to fit your schedule. If it's something on your home, the adjuster will come out, basically do an assessment of the damage, but it's all in our hands at that point. You know, the customer's not asked to do anything. We're not going to ask you to go get any estimates or download any app, take pictures, upload all that. That's our job. We take care of every bit of that.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, let's see what's going to be happening with the weather for southwestern Oklahoma. Brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Hey, it is hunting season, and they have a large assortment of guns, whether it's shotgun, rifle, pistols, whatever you need. And they got ammo, they got some hunting bags, they got some hunting shoes. They are a Twisted X dealer down there. Bought my last pair of boots down there. So anyway, check them out down there at Hobart. Just walk on past the cash register and all the hardware and the plumbing after you get through looking out there in the parking lot at all the cattle equipment and panels they got. And head on back there into my favorite department, the hunting department. Anyway, currently Elk City Mesonet, it is 66 degrees. The humidity is 67. It's dropping, but I was looking at the long range. I don't know if it's going to drop enough, but we'll find out. The winds are out of the south at 19 miles an hour. Wind gust around Elk City is 28 miles an hour. Breezy today, 72. Tomorrow, 30% chance of showers. Tomorrow night, 80% chance of showers. Friday, 50% chance of showers, and Friday night, 30% chance of showers. See what happens. Saturday, sunny and 62, and then back to beautiful weather Sunday with a high of 70 with winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles an hour and sunny. All right, I wanted to give out a big shout out to Baylor Newcomb. I think he's the one that went down there and cowboyed up and got the heifer from a landlord down there and brought him up to Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic. Baylor reminds me of this guy. You guys remember that movie? I don't remember what the name of it was, but the cowboy was sitting in there in the bar, and this really smoking, beautiful woman walks in, walks right up to him, asks Baylor, says, "Are you a real cowboy?" And Baylor turns around, just tips his head, says, "Yes, I am." So anyway, I'm not going to go any further with that movie because it goes downhill from there after what she starts saying. Anyway, everything's good there. So anyway, thank you, Mr. Newcomb, for doing what you do, being a real cowboy. How about that? All right, I did see something a while ago that I wanted to check this out. I don't know if you guys read the beef emails every day, but they had the five hottest things going on here in the last week. An investigation into the theft this summer of several semi-trailer loaded with frozen beef from Nebraska has led to some arrests and uncovered a multi-million dollar theft ring targeting meatpacking plants in six Midwestern states. according to federal authorities. The United States Department of the United States Department of Homeland Security reported October 26th the discovery of a Miami-based theft ring began in June with a Nebraska investigation into the theft of several semi-trailers loaded with nearly $1 million in frozen beef from areas near Grand Island and in Lincoln. The investigation that was led by the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office in Nebraska and Homeland Security's Major Crime Task Force in Omaha determined the theft ring was targeting beef and pork packaging plants in Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, and North Dakota, and tops it off with Wisconsin. On October 20th, investigators arrested three Miami men on suspicion of transporting stolen goods and money laundering. They faced charges in federal court in Florida. Investigators said they identified approximately 45 thefts that occurred across the Midwest states, totaling almost $9 million in loss. That's crazy. I mean, I guess they had some kind of company that they could sell to grocery stores and stuff, but you would think, I don't know, that'd be hard to push semi loads of beef. Anyway, I'm not even going to repeat what you said, Roy. And anyway, all right, let's move on before I get myself in trouble on air and do repeat. Let's see. I got enough time here. Let's see how good I am. I'm going to go silent for 1 second, and then we're going to see if we can get Tyrone Spearman on here to talk about what's happening in the peanut world. So bear with me. I'm going to start that all over, people. I got it figured out. What I did wrong.
State Inspection Service, they inspect the peanuts as they arrive at the buying point. As to their segregation 1, means it's ready for shelling for human consumption. Segregation 2 means it's got some trash in it. And number 3 has aflatoxin. This year's crop is unbelievably clean. Alabama's only had 16 tons of seg 2s, no seg 3s. Florida's had 28 tons of seg 2s and 0 tons of seg 3s, indicating that the crop is very clean and ready for shelling as soon as they get them all inspected. Georgia's had a few, about 1,000 tons of seg 2s, mainly because of their growing period this past year. They're now about 70% complete. There's also a probe study going on at various buying points in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama, and that is to determine about checking semis. They require that if enough peanuts come in a semi, they have to do 15 probes to get the sample. Well, they think that can be done for less, and they're checking out if they could cut it to 9 or 6, it would save the buying points lots of money and lots of time. I'm Tyrone Spearman for Southeast AgNet.
Thank you, Mr. Tyrone. Man, I figured it out. Next time I do this, I got her down pat. I took a picture. How's that? It won't mess up next time on me. Yeah, if for you people out there with peanuts or don't know much about peanuts or whatever, when they say it's like 28 tons of peanuts, I'm not sure if they're talking about shelled or not shelled. I'm not sure, but shelled peanuts, 28 tons is about one semi-trailer load. And if you see how many semi-loads come out of these fields and are going up and down the highway right now, that's a drop in the bucket. So it's a pretty good report from the feds that the crops in Florida, Alabama, and Georgia are really clean. As soon as I can get an update from the Oklahoma Peanut Commission here, and then over in Texas, Texas is the second largest grower of peanuts in the United States, with Georgia being number one, I'll have some more reports on that. The peanut deal is kind of interesting. I know a lot. You guys think, man, you harp on peanuts a lot, but it's very interesting. And hey, it's free food in the field while you're driving. You don't have to worry about somebody bringing you a sandwich or a candy bar. All you gotta do is stop the tractor, get out, pick your handful, handful is plenty. You get more than a handful, the bathrooms need to be in located pretty much in the immediate area. How's that? Anyway, we'll get on with that. So anyway, thanks Tyrone again. Man, there's all kinds of stuff going on in the cattle market. But I will tell you, as the 22 calendar year winds down, it's a good time for spring calving herds to look at what it cost them this last year to do what they've been doing. Because we were talking about it at the field last night. I don't know how much we can stand this $4 fuel, this $1,000 fertilizer, and these chemicals being three times higher than what they are. And then on top of it, you got equipment and stuff. So anyway, a lot to talk about the next few months before we get into next year. You guys have a blessed day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
Cool country.
I love the nonstop music.